Welcome to Fair Hope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. You can reach Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care at 740-654-7077 or toll free at 800-994-7077. Now here's your host for Fair Hope Hospice Presents, Denise Bauer.
Welcome to our program today. Today we're at Fairfield Medical Center with the president, Mina Ubing. Welcome, Mina.
Thank you.
Glad to have you today. And we also have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator, with us today. Welcome, Rick.
Morning. Glad to be here. This is always a good show when we have Mina.
It is. It's great. We always learn a lot about what's going on with Fairfield Medical Center and the community. And I understand that planning and strategic planning, retreats and things have been in the air here.
Absolutely. We're a calendar year hospital, so this is the time of year where we look at our budgets for the coming year and we look at our strategic planning. Our strategic planning has been based on a vision for the year 2016. Reason for that is that's the 100th anniversary of having a hospital at the site.
Very nice.
So we're getting ready to have a centennial for that purpose. Well, we started this planning 5 years ago. Well, along the way from 5 years ago came Obamacare. And so our theme this year is our vision still right? Knowing where healthcare has been headed and directed, so on, what is it still right? We do a pretty participative planning process. We actually involve our board of directors, which is a 15-member volunteer board that includes three physicians. Then we invite the elected leadership of our medical staff. Those are elected by the other members of the medical staff. Then we invite our senior leadership team, which are the other four chiefs and me. And we invited our directors, who are next in line. So when you look at succession planning, they would be the up-and-coming future leaders here, future senior leaders here. So we all get together, and we go away. We find that if you do something here, there are too many interruptions. There are too many calls to the day job, if you will.
That's true.
So we have been, last few years, going over to Deer Creek. Far enough away, but close enough in case of a real emergency, you can get back.
Sure.
And so we went to Deer Creek in mid-October, and we spent 2 days working on our strategic plan. And we had some national experts come in. We had Dr. Rick Sheff, who's with the Greeley Institute. That's a firm that has a lot of expertise in physician relationships, in developing alignment with physicians, things of that type. And then we had Jessica Sweeney Platt there, and Jessica is with the advisory board. I always call the advisory board the consumer reports of healthcare.
Sure.
They do a tremendous amount of independent research in healthcare, and their two presentations at the retreat were kind of that, okay, this is what we know, this is what we know is coming, this is what we've seen in other places, and using that kind of as a jump-off point for where we might be heading. We had, the week before our retreat, a presentation by Dr. John Senna. Dr. Senna is a professor at Ohio State, and he came down and talked about future items in healthcare, and talked a lot about technological advances, using iPhones to actually take EKGs and having all the wrist monitors and some things like that. Mr. Bohack's here now looking at his iPhone to see if he can't get an app for that.
Oh, really? And the technology.
Check his pulse.
Yeah.
I mean, the technology is amazing now, you know, what you can do with things. So.
And, you know, the other side of it is always how are you going to bend the cost curve? How do you make healthcare more expensive or more reasonable, less expensive, and at the same time make it more accessible to more people? And that's it's a huge challenge, but some of the technology thoughts and some of the coming together and sharing resources thoughts are really the way we think it goes. So after we heard the presentations, we broke into some groups, as you typically do on a retreat, and we had five groups. We had strategic alignment and integration. That's all about working with our medical staff more closely because, unlike most hospitals in the area, we have very few physicians employed. The majority are still in independent practice. That's a model that is not very common across the United States either, but it's very common here, and so be it. We also talk about alignment with other organizations, as we have with Fairhope, and working together on various projects.
Sure.
It's not a corporate alignment, but at the same time, it's a partnership to
very, very collaborative.
Share resources.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So we had that group. We had a group on wellness and prevention. We had a group on the patient experience, which talks about remodeling our facilities to be more patient-friendly, as well as just ways to provide a better experience for our patients. We had a group looking at community involvement and image, and we had a group looking at technology.
Wow.
So we broke into those groups and spent about half a day talking about, are the goals for this right? Is our vision for the organization right? And then we came back out of that, and we had what we call dot technology. Dot technology means you get those sticky dots and you go vote on pieces of paper with them.
Yes.
But dot technology makes it sound so much fancier.
So
but
current.
It's fine. I'm involved
with
yes.
that. Oh, yes. And
it works.
We marked the dots so that they were different colors depending on which group you represented and some things like that, just to get a little deeper picture of of what's there. We said, okay, what's most important right now? And what's most important, you have to consider the audience there, which was working more closely with our physicians and with our other provider partners in the region. That came up number one.
Wow.
Number two, wellness and prevention. Bend the cost curve. Put yourself out of business when you can in that sense. But what can we do along those lines? Number three was the patient experience and what we might be able to do there. And the fourth one we added, which was not a discussion at the retreat, but it's the fourth and most important thing from a leadership standpoint, which is sustainability. How do we do all the things that we're expected to do and at the same time reduce our costs and retain our staff and continue to take good care of our physical plant and so on? So out of the whole discussion came those four goals. We talked about community involvement and image and technology and realized, you know what, they run through all four of those goals. And so that's where we're heading, is back to how do you apply the community image and involvement into the goals. Those goals include our service lines. We're working toward a more extensive cancer service line. We're going to have a ribbon cutting in January for our Cancer Resource Center. We're also taking a look at women's health and what we might do more extensively in women's health. And those are what we call service lines here.
Do we want to talk about the Cancer Resource Center and where that's going to be located?
Sure.
Okay.
Our lease is signed, and we're good with that. It's going to be at 6th and Forest Rose in the little shopping center there that faces Memorial Drive. It will be a space that includes educational material, retail products for cancer patients and their loved ones.
Wigs, prosthetics, that kind of?
Yes, wigs, okay. Prosthetics, anti-nausea kinds of things, inspirational messages, any type of resource that might be useful for the patient and his or her family. And then we'll also have the space there for our meeting rooms for support groups, for education. There's so many things that we could do that we're very pressed here at the medical center for space that we could do in a space like that. It also feels a lot like graduation. You've come to the hospital, you've received your diagnosis, you've begun your treatment. Now, what's beyond that?
And just symbolically, you're away from the building.
Exactly. Mm. Well, plenty of parking, easy access, easy location. Mm. Don't have to be a patient of Fairfield Medical Center to use it.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of comment on. I know, you know, I kind of attended a couple committee meetings on that, and one of the things that I thought was very positive is that, you know, this is a community cancer resource center.
Exactly.
It's not just Fairfield Medical Center. So, you know, anyone receiving treatment in Columbus or anywhere can actually, you know, go to the resource center and, you know, really benefit from that.
Well,
so.
I know Fairhope has spoke to, like, the Circle of Hope support groups. Would they be meeting there as well?
In all likelihood, yes.
They could.
That's what we'd like to do, is we've got enough space that we think we can do the meetings there. But those are projects that fall into this vision. And, you know, someone who has a loved one not in the area who has a recent cancer diagnosis mm-hmm. might want to use the Resource Center.
Well, that's very prevalent.
Well, it's something that certainly will increase awareness of what we can do here. But more importantly, it supports the community with a diagnosis and a challenge that almost every family feels at some point. We hope to have volunteers there. We love our volunteers to be survivors. That's not exclusive and required. We will have employed staff there as well. But those are our hopes for how we can operate this as cost effectively as we can. And the building is undergoing some renovation now. We're located next to a building that offers, or a storefront that offers, massage therapy, and the ladies there are actually trained in cancer massage therapy.
And I believe one of them is one of our volunteers who does massage therapy.
Right.
So she knows her stuff.
And I think it's just exciting to really listen to all the great things that Fairfield Medical's doing with our strategic plan and things for 2013. We are going to need to take a short break.